The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday, presented, of course, by DraftKings. We will have a new Spread the Word winner that we will announce Christmas Eve morning. Kind of cool. At Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod, Facebook.com/Ross Tucker NFL. That'd be a nice little early Christmas gift to get that on Christmas Eve. And then we'll have a sponsor confirmation email winner as well. Someone that takes advantage of any of the sponsors we got. Maybe it's Manly Band. Maybe it's the life insurance you can get from Ladder. Maybe it's AutoZone. Maybe it's Crocs, which I love. And then the YouTube shout-out winner, of course, YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. All you have to do is subscribe. Just hit the thumbs-up button. Make a comment. It's awesome. You know what's also awesome? I absolutely love when we get new patrons. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Shout out to JCast. JCast almost sounds like a podcast. The JCast. Anyway, kind of a weird day to do power rankings as we have two more games still to be played tonight. It's also going to be a weird day to do Even Money podcast, but what can I tell you? The show must go on here on the Ross Tucker Podcast Network. It's big show time.
The big show.
Well, before we get into the power rankings, let's talk about the two Monday night games, Vegas and Cleveland, which you were at, and then Minnesota, Chicago.
Well, so my game ended up being awesome. It's interesting. Let's start with before the game in the press box. So, you know, they were a little bit late to bring the food. The game kicked off at 5. The food didn't get there until like 3:45, which I would tell you is actually pretty unusual, right? Like the food's usually out at least 2 hours before the game. Here we were getting up. It was almost an hour before the game, and they hadn't put the food out yet. So that's unusual, but they, you know what they did? They put out the salad bar, and they put out the dessert. They just hadn't put out the hot stuff yet. So, look, it is what it is. But what I would tell you is that the salad bar was actually really good. If you check my social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, I think I put it Twitter, Instagram. I don't know if I put that one on Facebook, but definitely Twitter, Instagram, hashtag Tuck Spreads. The salad bar was really good. I put nuts and seeds and like, craisins. I mean, they had a lot of really good options there, which I liked. And then I thought the entrees were nice. They had like zucchini or whatever. I don't know, something I don't like. But then they had wild rice pilaf, which I enjoy. Veracruz chicken, which I had two before the game, two grilled chickens before the game, and then two more at halftime. They were good. They had salmon, which I actually did not partake in because I had salmon when I got to the hotel for lunch around noon. And then they had actually a massive dessert table. So I had some type of cake at one point. I had a couple other cookies. I had a Rice Krispie treat. And then I didn't love their soda options. I don't like to drink my calories like that. So I ended up drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, which actually was not bad. I've never been a Dr. Pepper guy, but Diet Dr. Pepper was actually pretty good. They had RC Cola. I mean, I haven't seen RC Cola since 1985. It's unbelievable. Does RC Cola still exist? It's unreal. I didn't even know that that was still a thing. Anyway, very solid performance by the Browns in the press box. On the field, just a weird game, right? I mean, I'm going to the stadium not knowing who's starting in a lot of positions. Hadn't heard yet if anybody else had tested out of it or not. So just kind of wild in that regard. You know, and I think some of the things that jumped out to me about the game, other than the late interception, Derek Carr played really well. And by the way, just a huge game for both these teams. Now the Raiders are right back in the playoff mix. If the Browns won, they technically would have been in first place in the AFC North and had the division lead and been in the number four spot. But they lost, so they fell to the number 12 spot just in the AFC. I've never heard anything like that. It's unbelievable how many teams have 7 or 8 wins. The entire NFL, except for like 6 teams. There's 3 good teams, 3 bad teams. Everybody else has 7 or 8 wins. Or no, yeah, 7 or 8 wins. It's crazy. I was impressed by Derek Carr. You know, the first drive, finding running backs before he hits Bryan Edwards with a perfect fade ball for a touchdown. I actually thought Mullins was okay for the Browns. It was really the Las Vegas defense that was flying around the field. Jonathan Abram, Faison, Solomon Thomas, those guys made a lot of plays. That was the best the Raiders D had played in a while. Even the run game for the Raiders, you know, got a little bit better as the game went. Carr was good getting them down the field. They got a field goal. They're up 10-0. What ended up being a critical play in the game is late in the half, Mullins gets the Browns down there in field goal range. McLaughlin makes the kick, but Rich Bisaccia called a timeout to ice him. He missed the next one going into halftime. That very possibly could have been the difference in the game, although the Browns then probably kick a field goal late as opposed to going for the touchdown on fourth down. You know, what? The only thing that changed the game was when Derek Carr hurt his knee and he fumbled. You know, he hurt his knee, and then after that, the Browns kind of ran it right down their throat with Chubb for a touchdown. But kudos to the Raiders. They answered. More Josh Jacobs, more Derek Carr, a field goal drive to go up 13-7. But the drive of the game was Nick Mullins. Multiple times on the drive, hit Donovan Peoples-Jones on third and long. Then on fourth down, Nick Mullins buys time, gets a touchdown to Harrison Bryant. Incredible. Then the Browns pick off Derek Carr, Greedy Williams, and you think the Browns have a great chance. Even when the Browns are trying to run out the clock on second down, I think Jacobs or Chubb ran for like 6 yards. I think they had like 3rd and 2 or 3, but they got stuffed. They got absolutely stuffed. Derek Carr got a second chance, let him down the field for a field goal drive. Kudos to Derek Carr. I think he's a really good quarterback, and I think he gets way too much flack. You know, there were a bunch of drops. O-line wasn't always great, although that O-line did give him protection last night.
All right, the other Monday night game, as we alluded to earlier, Vikings and Bears.
Weird game, not as fun. The Bears moved the ball up and down the field, yet continued to get bogged down once they got in the red zone or in the goal-to-go situation. It's unbelievable how many times the Chicago Bears went for it on fourth down and came up empty. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. They also lost Jakeem Grant, their Pro Bowl return specialist. That hurt. I mean, think about the Bears. 3 turnovers on downs, 3 sacks, a missed field goal. they actually moved it pretty decent. I mean, Justin Fields was 8 of 11 for 128 yards and a touchdown on passes of 10-plus yards in the air. So they did a lot of positive things. They just couldn't finish any of their drives, none of them. And really, the defense, I thought, played really well. Akeem Hicks was a total monster the entire game. I mean, destroyed the Vikings O-line. Robert Quinn played really well. He had 2 sacks. Hicks had 2 sacks, 4 quarterback hits, 2 tackles for loss. But ultimately, it was enough. I mean, Kirk Cousins, first time winning back-to-back primetime games, which is a stupid stat because how many times do you play primetime games? But the Vikings offense did very little. Cousins threw for 87 yards, but he had 2 touchdowns. They're now in the playoff race firmly. And they got a really nice day from DJ Wonnum. Last year's 4th-round pick, they needed somebody like this to step up. 3 sacks of Justin Fields. DJ was huge in that game. You know what else is huge? Your wedding band. It's a very, very big decision. And we know how much time we spend during engagement season thinking about what we're going to get our fiancés, right? The color, cut, clarity, carrot. Gosh, I almost forget all those things. It's so long ago now, but I remember that. Manly Bands is here to make your whole band buying experience a heck of a lot easier than what it took to get hers. A lot of people don't know where to get a wedding band for a man. Well, it's manlybands.com/Ross. If you don't know your size, you order their manly ring sizer. It includes 26 plastic rings and half sizes from 5 all the way to size 20. If you have a size 20, man, wow. So with Manly Bands, you can shop with confidence. They provide a free warranty, including a 30-day exchange policy. Ship their rings for free worldwide and include a free silicone band. So whether you get the Damascus steel, wood, meteorite, carbon fiber, they've got awesome choices. Awesome, cool talking point choices, conversation pieces, if you will. So whether it's your first band or like me, an upgrade, go to manlybands.com/Ross or use promo code Ross to get 21% off. That's 21% off at manlybands.com/Ross or use promo code Ross.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
This week, number 32, once again, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right. I mean, you get beat by double digits at home by the Texans, you're going to be the worst team in the NFL. And I thought they'd play better after Urban Meyer got fired, but they didn't.
31, the Giants.
Wow. But they are, though. I mean, they're really bad. They're tough to watch. They're talking, whatever that means, they're talking about Jake Fromm starting this week, which, as I like to say, says something about something. You know, having that start with Jake Fromm potentially. So they're a bad team, and they're going to have a new GM. The real question is whether or not the new GM will keep Joe Judge or not, or whether or not the new GM will have the ability to keep Joe Judge or not.
Number 30, staying in New York, the Jets.
They at least were competitive against the Dolphins. And they probably, yeah, that's one that's going to eat away at Saleh. They should have been able to hang on in that one and get that dub. But they weren't able to do it. So they stay where they are, which is 30th. It's kind of crazy how bad the two New York teams are.
Number 29, the Houston Texans.
Texans are moving on up. You know, a couple of decent performances in a row, a nice win on the road against Jacksonville. Davis Mills looking pretty decent. They're moving on up.
28, the Bears.
Duh, Bears. Looks like there's going to be big changes in Chicago. I guess not overly surprising. I would imagine it would be both the GM and the head coach. You know, they gave it a shot with the young quarterback. They weren't able to get enough out of him to be able to win enough games to justify keeping their jobs. And it seems like that's what's going to happen.
27, the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, man. I mean, what, they've won 2 out of 3 now, I think? I mean, they've won 2 out of 3. They're playing much better. They just beat one of my top 5 teams badly, 30-12. So kudos to Dan Campbell for getting those guys to play.
26, Carolina Panthers.
Panthers are going to be interesting. You know, we've gotten to the point in the NFL with guys like Joe Judge, Matt Rhule. A lot of times guys don't get a third year. If there's not evidence that things are going in the right direction, there's not evidence of improvement, some of these owners don't want to give a head coach like Matt Rhule a third year. That'll be something very interesting to closely watch.
Number 25, Atlanta Falcons.
It's kind of crazy if you think about it, that we just went over however many teams it was that are not very good, clearly, right? Like, we all agree, none of those teams we just talked about are good. But then all of a sudden, it's like you jump right to a team with, I don't know, does Falcons have 6 wins? Falcons are 6-8. It just feels like, you know, the Giants, the Bears, you go from bad teams, and I would consider those teams bad teams, to all of a sudden, you know, the Falcons are pretty respectable, I would say.
Number 24, Seattle Seahawks.
Not much to say, obviously, since they play tonight. That's one of the unfortunate things about the COVID postponement. But we will break down their game tomorrow.
23, the Saints.
Moved up a couple spots after that highly impressive win in Tampa. You know, Tampa's not going to end up getting home field advantage. They're not going to end up getting the number one seed. They're going to have to do it the hard way again, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. You can't lose Washington. You can't lose at home and get shut out by the Saints. And major news for the Bucs is that Chris Godwin, done for the year with a torn ACL. But kudos to the Saints, Dennis Allen, the defense. That was incredible.
Number 22, the Las Vegas Raiders.
Uh-oh, Bri. I just noticed I have the Saints twice. Now we have an investigation to try to figure out which team I forgot. I don't know how that happened. That's called getting back from Cleveland at 2 a.m. and getting like 4 hours sleep. Who am I missing? You know what? That first Saints that we just talked about, the real Saints are going to be at 20. The real number 23 is actually Washington. Somehow I wrote the Saints down twice, but I meant to have Washington at 23, just ahead of the Seahawks. Washington, like Seattle, still has to play tonight. So not much to say there, although it's kind of bizarre that we really don't know who's playing for them until 4 p.m. Eastern time, when we see who tests negative today and is able to play, you know, be able to test out of the COVID protocol.
Number 22, the Raiders.
You know, they've only won 2 of their last 7 games. They've struggled mightily since the bye, and it's not easy without Darren Waller for them. He makes such a difference. But they've won the both games I broadcast, at Dallas and at Cleveland. So give some credit, I think, to the Raiders, who got themselves back in the mix, back to 500.
21, the Cleveland Browns.
So the Browns are interesting because I still think they're a solid team, but they're missing a lot. I mean, both starting tackles, their first 2 quarterbacks, makes it awfully tough, but that was a win they had to have. I mean, you look at them playing, you know, the Packers now on Christmas. That's going to be a tough game for the Browns, no matter how many of these guys they get back.
So 20 is the Saints. We already talked about them. Let's move on to 19 and the Broncos.
But first, let's move on to AutoZone, where you can shop your way, which I love, no matter what your way is. If you're more of a today person and want to get what you need ASAP, then you can order online and pick it up fast with their free same-day store pickup. If you're more of a tomorrow person, or it's a job that can wait a bit, you can order what you need at AutoZone.com with free next-day delivery. You can order as late as 10 p.m., and your package will arrive the next day right on time. I don't know how that happens. That's amazing. Oh, and they've also got over 6,000 stores nationwide ready to help you at a moment's notice. So you got that going for you too, which is nice. Love it. So next time you're starting a job, start it by shopping your way at AutoZone.com with their free same-day pickup and free next-day delivery. Get in the zone, AutoZone. As for the Broncos, it sounds like Teddy Bridgewater will not play this week. He stayed overnight in the hospital after the concussion. Always a scary, scary deal. So it looks like Drew Locke will get an opportunity this week.
Number 18, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There's just no quit in the Steelers. I mean, they just, every time you count them out, they continue to battle. They refuse to have a losing season. If you're a fan of them, even though they're not going anywhere this year, I mean, they're still in the mix for the playoffs, but it's more just about, even though it's a down year, that they never give up. They're relentless. You got to respect it. You got to appreciate their, I know it's the Raiders phrase, but the Steelers do have a commitment to excellence. That is impressive.
Number 17, Baltimore Ravens.
Lost three in a row, all in sort of devastating fashion. The two-point conversion against the Steelers, the Browns game where Lamar Jackson got hurt, two-point conversion against the Packers, just brutal. You know, you'd think that the Ravens would have won one of those three close games, but they actually won a lot of close games earlier in the year. It's kind of how it works sometimes. It evens out a little bit. I will say I thought Tyler Huntley did some positive things to the point where they can make sure Lamar Jackson's ankle is really, really ready to go before he comes back.
Number 16, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings, you know, wasn't their most impressive win stylistically. The offense didn't light it up, but they got it done. You know, it's okay to win ugly in this league.
15, the Philadelphia Eagles.
So the Birds play tonight, so not much to say there, although they've lost a couple guys on the COVID list the last couple days. Their left guard, Landon Dickerson, he's a starter, and Andre Dillard, who's their next left tackle to go in. So they're now getting thin on the O-line.
Number 14, the Tennessee Titans.
Titans, you know, I give Vrabel a lot of credit. They'll always play you tough. They'll always be in the mix. And, I mean, they're still technically leading the AFC South, but I certainly don't think they're as good as the Colts right now. And it just feels like the Titans have kind of lost too many guys. It just doesn't feel like they have any firepower on offense.
Number 13, the Miami Dolphins.
Unreal. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, six in a row. Six wins in a row in the NFL. That is an incredible and very impressive performance for a team that I don't really even think is that great. Now, they haven't had the toughest of schedules, but who cares? They've still gotten it done. That's all that matters.
Number 12, the LA Chargers.
Go, Chargers. Go. How about that, by the way? Our two best songs back-to-back. San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Chargers, San Diego. Anyway, that was a really tough loss for them, clearly, on Thursday night against the Chiefs. It just feels like The Chargers are that team that can never get over the hump. For whatever reason, they can't get over the hump, and they prove that again.
Number 11, the Cincinnati Bengals.
The AFC North leading Cincinnati Bengals. They deserve a ton of credit. Listen, the only thing I thought I knew for sure about the AFC North was that the Bengals would be in last place. That's the only thing I thought I knew for sure, is that the Bengals would finish last. So Zach Taylor, Burrow, the personnel department, because they got a lot of dudes over there when you watch them play, offense and defense. You get Ogunjobi, Hendrickson. Whole organization deserves credit for the Bengals being in the position they are right now.
Number 10, the San Francisco 49ers.
How about that? Don't call it a comeback. They've been here for years. The Niners love the way they're playing football right now, and I'm excited to watch them in the playoffs. You know, they are firmly entrenched right now as the number six seed. Right now, it still feels like the Rams and the Niners are going to the playoffs, either as wild cards or in the division. I mean, the Rams can tie the Cardinals if they win tonight. And then there's a bunch of teams fighting for that last spot, Vikings, Saints, and whoever wins between Washington and Philadelphia tonight.
Number 9, the Buffalo Bills.
Now the real game begins. They took care of business against Carolina, but now they pull out all the stops. Josh Allen running. I don't care what they do. They're 8-6. They're playing the 9-5 Patriots. The Bills have a chance this week to get a measure of revenge, and that is exactly what they need to do.
Number 8, the Indianapolis Colts.
So the Colts, you know, Carson Wentz isn't playing great, clearly. Doesn't seem to matter. Their defense is flying around. Their running game is legit. I clearly think that, I don't know if they'll win the AFC South, but they're clearly the best team in the AFC South. The Colts are the 49ers of the AFC. I like that line right there. I'm writing that down so I can tweet it later. The Colts are the 49ers of the AFC.
Number 7, the Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? Got another win, another dub for the Cowboys. Still not looking great on offense. Dak Prescott, you know what? It's a win. It's a win, and the Cowboys, for the first time, you know, the Cowboys over the years, they've had a lot of pretty losses. This year, for the first time, they're actually having some ugly wins, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Number 6, the Patriots.
I just can't wait for this game. How about Bill Belichick, by the way, apologizing to the media? What was that about? I mean, I've never heard him apologize to anybody for anything. And he apologized to the media. That was pretty bizarre. Surprising.
Number 5, the Arizona Cardinals.
You know, I could have dropped them even more. Could have dropped them even more after those back-to-back losses. But the Rams game, they were kind of right there. I'm giving them a reprieve. You know, I'm telling them, okay, guys, it was just one bad game against the Lions. Shake it off. No big deal. At least that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give them that kind of break and not drop them too far. I'm also trying to give you guys picks on the Even Money podcast. And PicksWise is the number one free app for football picks, odds, and analysis. Find expert picks for every game all season long. Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth game predictions giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction all for free. Found your pick? Search our latest DraftKings promotions to sign up for an account and place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Number 4, the LA Rams.
Big game tonight. A lot of guys on the COVID list, but they got a chance to tie the Cardinals atop the NFC West. They got to find a way to get it done. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty, but they still need to find a way, somehow, some way, to get this win.
Number three, Tampa Bay Bucks.
You know, obviously a horrible game, and they lose Chris Godwin to a torn ACL. They're going to have to win, you know, three playoff games now. They're going to have to win, you know, on the road in Green Bay, likely, and they've got nobody to blame but themselves, but they did it last year and certainly wouldn't put it past them to do it again. It's pretty clear now, though, why they didn't let go of Antonio Brown. That was a nice option to have in their back pocket for sure.
Number two, Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs. Well, listen, the way their defense is playing, if their offense can play like it did in the fourth quarter against the Chargers last Thursday night, then good luck, everybody. You're in trouble.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is
the Green Bay Packers, number one.
Yeah, I don't really think it gets anybody annoyed. You know, they've done a nice job defensively, although something to keep in mind, they have not played as well defensively the last couple weeks. They gave up 30 points to the Ravens without Lamar Jackson and Justin Fields and the Bears. So just a little fly in the ointment to think about there. But obviously Rodgers is playing out of his mind. He usually does. Packers are number one. You guys are number one. We'll have the college draft podcast with all these bowl games recording pretty soon this morning. And then later on we'll do the Even Money podcast. A little bit weird because there's still two games to be played, but it is what it is. Shout-outs are in order, however, for Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.